The following programming is sponsored by Pete Trabuco. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Live on Tape with Pete Trabuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, a Peasley Media Group station. And we have, we're getting really close now, right now, to having Christmas come around. It's only a couple weeks away. And, you know, I still haven't gotten, I know that Tyler and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. We talked about it, that you really want to get your presents before Thanksgiving. Well, unfortunately, that has passed, and that's not the case anymore. And that 10% of the people out there already have all their gifts by Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? I fall into the other category, and that unfortunately means that I just take a whole bunch of stuff from the shelves, I throw it in the cart, and then I figure out what to do with it after I've bought it. And a lot of it goes to Toys for Tots. Now, we have a co-host today. She's amazing. She was on our show last week. I just love her. I love her to death. She's just an amazing woman, okay? And, of course, Amy Grunberg is here, okay? And now, Amy, you've got two kids. You're a lot younger than mine. Mine's out of the house. So, you know, if I buy stuff, it's easy. All I got to do is have my wife figure out what she wants, and then my wife will buy it, and it'll be great, okay? But you got the young ones now, right?
Right.
So tell me about what's going on with you and your household for Christmas, because it's coming up soon.
Well, everything that they want is $100 going in.
Really?
It's either Roblox cards, online gaming cards.
Wow.
Or they're into designers. Not my little guy so much. The other one, he's Mr. Polo.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can't get sneakers or $200. You can't buy any. If you bought them, just the sneakers he wanted with his polo sweatsuit.
Okay.
And then the gift card. We're up to almost $1,000 here. No, like $500.
That's still a lot of money.
A polo sweatpants are $128. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
And the sneakers are like $200.
Well, can't you buy like the Skechers? I mean, seriously,
no, you can't save some money. He can't even crease the shoes. They have to walk around. And he goes to Catholic school, thank God.
Oh, okay.
But no, they have a new thing. You can't. I actually, the other day, I drew the line because I was ironing the line out of his sneaker. And I said, I can't do this. I can't be under this kind of pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. You can't step on the shoe. And then the other ones, you know, like will eat dirt. So, you know, like he likes to give me challenges. But no, you need like $1,000 for Christmas now. I ain't kidding.
Yeah. My family, I think it's even more than that. We've got big family stuff. Like I said, and I throw stuff in the cart. So a lot of it basically doesn't go anywhere. It's like, okay, who's 6 years old?
You need Secret Santa. That's what you need. The Secret Santa, one big gift, boom. Then you're thinking about it. But thank God. See, this is a good time to come from a dysfunctional family. I don't have any family. So you don't have any gifts. You don't have to buy. I only have to buy it for my best friend. There you go.
Well, you got to buy me a gift too, now, right?
You got to think of it right. Then you can do the candle gifts or the booze. It's always good.
Yeah, the candle thing. I mean, I got so many candles. I got all these candles. They're different shapes, sizes.
It's a white girl
thing.
I don't
even know what to do with them.
It's a white girl, and then the pretentious white girl will get you a candle with jam.
Oh, really?
I call it pretentious jam.
Yeah,
like $40 jam.
You know, listen, folks.
Honey.
I just, please, anybody out there, if you're going to get me something, no candles, please. I'm done with the candles, okay? Get me sweatshirts. I love sweatshirts.
Hoodies. People will wear those
there
hoodies.
You go.
I agree. That's a perfect sweatshirt to get somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, as far as your kids are concerned, I would say, look, you're getting this. You're going to like it. That's that.
and the new thing is these shirts now, which I want to get too for my brand. You have the scan code on the shirt.
Okay.
And then I scan you with my phone. And then it has a message like, you. Or you can put like, you know, like.
Whatever. Yeah.
Go away. Whatever. Or you can put like, you know, put your Snapchat on there.
Okay.
There you go. So you can scan the actual person. So now we're like becoming the phone. We're actually, the human is becoming the phone.
Really?
Yeah, you're scannable. Now I'm going to go up to you and I'll be scanning your shirt for your info.
I don't know if I want to be scanned. I mean, I'm scanned at the airport, okay? And every time I go to the airport, by the way, I just came back from where the hell was I? I was in Nashville, and after that I ended up going someplace else. Oh, Michigan. So I was there for that. Every time I go through there, they have to scan me after I go through the scan. And they like touch me inappropriately because it's always like the waist area that there's an issue. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, I have no clue. Evidently, I had an operation way back when and I had some metal stuck into my stomach or whatever. So every single time I have to go through that, the next thing I know, I'm getting really scanned. You know what I mean? And it happens every single day. In fact, now I even go to them and say, okay, you're going to scan me now, right? Okay, because they always do. My wife goes through, my kids go through, everyone goes through. Me, I get scanned every single time.
You have that look, like you're trying to blend, like you're trying to like—
Do I look like a terrorist to you?
No,
I
but
mean,
you
seriously.
Look— No, but they want that though. If you look like, if there's like an average, like, you know, white American guy, like, you know, you're going under that radar. So yeah, you
well,
look sus.
Well, I also have the metal in my stomach from an earlier operation, which is interesting. But we have some great guests today, okay? I love these guys because I've been with them for a while now, and they're just amazing. And what can I say? We got Jimmy Starr, okay? He is, of course, a world PR partner, which we talk about on the show a lot. And he's also got a podcast, which is pretty darn cool, and a movie coming out. So we'll talk with Jimmy Starr. But we also got Eileen Shapiro, okay? Eileen, one of these days, man, you got to meet Eileen because once you see her, you can't forget her. She does what we do. She does interviews, and she's got her own, again, co-partner in World PR. But she does interviews with rock stars. I mean, real rock stars, okay?
Yeah.
So it's absolutely amazing. So between both of them, Jimmy and Eileen, they are just amazing people. And if you want to know somebody who knows somebody, guess what? You've come to the right place. So guys, Jimmy, Eileen, how are you doing today?
Hello, hello, Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you know. Well, listen, I know that Christmas is around the corner, but also, now, isn't was it Hanukkah's around the corner too, right? I think.
I don't, why do they jam them all together back to back to back and then we have nothing? They should ration it out. They should spread it out. I don't know who did this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's too much.
So how are you guys set for the holidays? You all ready? You all ready to do stuff?
Not at all.
Not even close.
I've bought two presents. I've only bought two presents.
I bought two presents also. And one of them was not yours.
Well, I'm sure one of them was mine, right? There you go.
Absolutely, Pete.
There you go.
Actually, I have to return it because you don't want candles.
No, I don't like those.
Don't negate those candles. They're a lot.
Well, if
I like them too.
Right, you can never go wrong with a candle. Hey, you stick your brands on there. You got to go with the BOGO.
This is true. We can do that. But you know, I mean, when you get 20,000 candles. I mean, how many times can you use a can?
I can.
We have electric light. You know what I mean?
No, but it's the scent. It's an experience.
I don't know.
It's a sensory journey.
Okay. Well, first of all,
I have two dogs, and so they help. It helps, you know. Like in my office, I put the candle so that it doesn't smell like dog.
Yeah, I've had some incidents.
Well, you know, when you're in the bathroom, you know the old trick in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You just like, you know, basically.
You blow it out.
Yeah, just, yeah. All you do is, you know, you get the cigarette lighter and just turn it on for a second. Boom, it's gone.
You just got to watch because I did have a party where I put it on the back of the toilet and somebody had a hair incident. So you got to watch that when you sit down and then you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little things like that. Just little.
Well, whatever.
Holy moly.
It happens.
So anyway, Eileen. Okay, and Jimmy, man, you guys, I tell you, congratulations on World PR.
Yes.
I was in Nashville. I was a nominee for an award there. I lost, unfortunately. But you guys didn't. You guys won Best Media. So congratulations to World PR and to Eileen and to Jimmy for a great job, great speeches. You were in the circle. You were in that circle at the Grand Ole Opry Theater. Which is just an amazing place to actually go ahead and be. We had some fun, and it was just a lot of fun. Randy was there. We ended up doing the Randy Edelman thing, and that was great as well. So what did it feel like to be on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry Theater? What was that like?
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't on stage because after Randy got off the stage, I left. And I had Soho Johnny accept the award for us because we knew he really wanted to be on stage.
Oh.
So we had him accept the award.
Well, you know, you could have got me. I mean, I would have gone on for you. I was there, okay? You know,
I know you were.
It was a last minute. It was a last minute thing.
Yes, well, thank you. I appreciate it. We had a blast. My kids were there. That theater's amazing, and that whole award ceremony, it's a big award ceremony. It was actually fantastic, and I was grateful to be nominated, And I'm glad you won. And I'm glad that you guys... Now, World PR, let's talk about that. And I want to talk about individuals. World PR, you have some really great people. And I've interviewed a bunch of them on the show. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Tony Orlando, obviously, was one of the last ones we had on. But we had a few others that came on.
You'll
board.
You'll see him at Carnegie Hall.
I will. Carnegie Hall. Was it December 8th, right?
December. It's actually next Sunday.
That's right. Oh, my God. It's next Sunday. Holy moly. Where did that month go? But, yeah, so it's really great. Now, Eileen, I want to talk about your career because I'll tell you, in addition to World PR, which is, like I said, I mean, it's a who's who.
Can I interject real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. World Star PR.
What did I say? World PR? I'm sorry.
World Star PR.
Well, that's why they call it.
In case anybody Googles it, they'll be able to find it.
I'm on your Facebook right now.
There you go.
Yay!
Okay, that's World Star PR. So sorry about that. I appreciate it. And that's what I've been saying on the air. But remember, this is live on tape, so we don't stop. Unless of course, we curse.
I'm sorry? You know what? The name Star is part of Jimmy's name, so we can't let that go.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Jimmy's the partner, so and his name is in there.
He's the star, but I'm the world.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not Eileen Star. You know what I mean? Because it's your first name. You know what I mean?
That's a cool last name. I'm so jealous.
No, that's a good name. So anyway, let's talk about you now. And again, I want to talk with Jimmy because Jimmy's got a movie coming out that's going to be amazing. We're going to talk about that
no,
as well.
It's mine. Movie
oh,
too.
It's your movie.
Both
okay, so
okay. Both of us co-produced it.
Okay, so we got 4 minutes before the first break. Give us a little teaser on what the movie is about and where it's going to be shown and what streaming areas that we can actually see it. Go ahead.
Well, it's a self-exorcism movie, and it's going to be seen on every streaming platform. Jimmy, you take it from here.
Oh, I don't know all the platforms. Yes, Randy Edelman scored it. It's called The Beast Inside. It stars Sadie Katz, Vernon Wells, and Lorraine Landon.
Okay.
Eileen's in it too. She has a little cameo. It's coming out it came out on December 3rd, and it's going to be streaming on Amazon Prime. Oh, isn't that funny? I don't know all the different places it's streaming, but hang on.
Okay, it's being Xbox, released by Roku, Comcast, DirecTV, Dish. Just iTunes, Google, YouTube, just about everything.
Wow.
Yes. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. So, I don't know. Amy, do you want to see that movie?
I do. And I'm looking at actually his other movies too. I see some are these your clients or your with the PR for the Secret Santa?
Some of them are.
For that, I love horror movies like that, especially when they're, you know, because I'm a little dark.
Oh, Secret Santa is another director of ours, friend of ours, Adam Marcus. He did Friday the 13th and Jason Goes to Hell, and he did Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, and that's his movie.
I was just talking about that. That's one of my favorite movies, Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it reminds me of home. It's nice.
Yeah, he's going to be directing. He's directing one of our next movies.
Oh, I love it. And you even have Krampus in Norway. I'm obsessed with Krampus, too. I like all that.
I collect action figures, and I have a 7-foot Krampus.
Oh, my God. Now I'm double jello. I mean, you have them doing a parade? What is this? I have to watch this.
I like to do. I like fun stuff. Horror is my favorite genre, and I love everything about
it. Mine, too. I am obsessed. Like I said, because I think there's so much. I like all the Rob Zombie ones, but Texas Chainsaw is one of my favorite because it's whenever like you can like kind of root for the bad guys a little bit, where there's like a little family situation going on. I don't know why I think that's just. I don't know why I like it better. I don't know. It's just creepy when they're all sitting around like it's totally normal. They just off somebody and then just like, where's breakfast?
I'm friends with all of the horror legends, like the guy who original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and everybody who's played him since, all the Jasons, all the Freddies, pretty much we know all of them.
What is Jason up to now? There has to be at least 7.
There's more than 7.
I said
definitely
at least.
Definitely more than that.
Yeah, that might be the most.
I think they're going to try to remake Freddy Krueger again, but I don't like the remakes.
Oh, yeah. No, no, he was everything. He was such an amazing. Yeah, he was that role. I can't. Every time I see him, I always think that. Or the guy from, he was in like a lizard movie. Something like that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Well, we did have a few on from the last movie, Halloween Ends, on our radio show. And I want to talk more about this, but we got to take a break. So we'll be back with Live on Tape right after these messages. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. And it's so easy to use as well. Simply place the mask over the face and push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit their website at www.lifevac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
And welcome back to Live on Tape here at WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, a Beasley Media Group station. I'm here with, of course, my co-host, Amy Granberg. And before we go back to the guests, I want to talk to you about our guests, introducing world star public relations, and that is where excellence meets exposure. Now, are you ready to elevate your brand to new heights? Well, their team of dynamic public relation experts is here to make your story shine bright on the global stage. So whether you're a startup, an established artist, business, or a rising star, we specialize in crafting narratives that captivate and campaigns that really do resonate. WorldStar PR, your passport to the world of unparalleled visibility and success. So join the ranks of those who've already made headlines. Choose WorldStar Public Relations and let your story take center stage. That number, 631-506-6600. I'm going to do like a DJ now.
That's, you sound great.
631-506-6600. Operators are standing by right now. Just kidding about on that part. So anyway, Jimmy and Eileen, yes. We talked about WorldStar PR, fantastic group. Now I want to go individually because I know when we had you on the show, Eileen, you've done more interviews than I have done in my lifetime, okay? Music is primarily where you went with that. So tell us about some of the really, really great interviews you had with some of these rock stars. And I know that you have a few.
All right, ready?
Go for it.
I'll start with Adam Ant, Annie Lennox, Boy George. Oh, my God. Recently, Elvis Costello, which was kind of cool. And Leland Sklar, he's like the biggest bass player on the planet. Scott Page from Pink Floyd. And then there's also Zendaya, Emma Stone. Jimmy, help. You know who I interviewed.
I know. I'm like looking. I'm trying to like look.
I like that man.
Cheat a little.
There
look
we go.
Look at our thing.
There you go.
Here we go. So here we got it. Cuba Gooding Jr., Philip Bailey, Nile Rodgers, Dionne Warwick, Rachel Weisz, Jennifer Hudson, Jane Lynch, Cyndi Lauper, Kylie Minogue, Annie Lennox, Ileana Douglas. Oh, that was my Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
I don't know. She's got a whole bunch of them. And the funny thing about Eileen is she knows all the music people, but she doesn't know who the actors are when she does any of them. So she'll call me up and say, oh, they want me to go to the city and interview Emma Stone or Steve Carell. You know, is that worth my time? And I'll be like, yeah, that's worth your time.
That's something else. And yeah, well, like I said, I think you had a thing. I think you had a thing for Adam Ant, right? I think that was.
Yes.
Yes.
I did too. He went like,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
Crush. I was a little youngin', but
for Adam Ant.
Well, he was the first one that I remember seeing on I don't know what, MTV, whatever. He had makeup.
MTV.
Yeah. And yeah, he had makeup, but he was sexy. And it was confusing. I was like, wait a minute.
He still has makeup and he's still sexy.
I'm sure. He just had it.
So you guys,
She wrote a book called Waiting for Adam.
He's also a very nice person.
Well, he's got it.
Well, there you go.
Well, it's kind of a rock star quality, no? Kind of have.
Well, you know what? When you become personal friends with a rock star that you love,
yeah,
and they're exactly how you want them to be,
uh-huh,
that's amazing.
That's a star. Well, that's authenticity. Yeah. Well, that's why he resonated, because it was original.
Yeah.
It was different.
Original.
Bill is very different.
That's what I mean. But well, you know, yeah.
Well, George is different. I love him too. Billy Idol.
He looks like fun. Yeah. Oh, Billy Idol. Loved him. Damn, he was on my notebook. Yes. I still use a lot of clips with him.
I never interviewed him, but I met him many, many times.
Yeah.
She also wrote a book. She wrote a book, Waiting for Adam, and it's all about all the people she interviewed until she got to interview Adam Ant.
That's right.
That's so cool.
That is right.
It's available at bookstores nationwide, and it's a really great book. And
check it out.
Well, definitely do
that. Yeah, so definitely everyone to see it. And now she's doing Waiting for Billy to do Billy Idol again.
I like that. It's Ultimate Law of Attraction. I'm just going to put it out there. Amy's new show. Amy's new show. Just going to come, like, Law of Attraction into existence.
I'll tell you something. You want to meet celebrities? I mean, you got to hang around Eileen and Jimmy here, man. And by the way, Jimmy, now it's your turn. I know that you don't do the music people, but you do everybody else. So tell us who you were interviewing, because you got a great podcast, okay? So tell us about that.
So my show is called The Jimmy Star Show with Ron Russell. And yes, I do musicians also. I host it with my significant other, Ron Russell.
Uh-huh.
Where every Wednesday, it's pretty popular. We recently broke 1.25 billion downloads.
Wow.
And we've had some fun people on some of our bigger shows. John Barrowman, John Schneider, Malcolm McDowell, Morgan Fairchild. We had Dionne Warwick also because of Eileen.
Uh-huh.
We had John Carroll Lynch. A lot of horror people: Charles Shaughnessy, Christopher McDonald, Devin Sawa, who was the dad in the Chucky series, Patrick Fabian from Better Call Saul, Skeet Ulrich, Stephen Lang, Lance Bass from NSYNC, Exposé, Sister Sledge, Lita Ford, Sophie B. Hawkins is a big music one, Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead, Paul Sorvino, rest in peace. Lainey Kazan, Robert Davi from The Goonies, and James
that's so
Bond.
Cool because it's such a range. Because that's what a lot of shows don't have. That if I watch just like The Rock Show, that's it.
Yeah,
or if it's just the actor, right. Like, oh, no, I love it.
And
I've stars.
We've had every major horror movie star. Everybody.
Oh, I've got it. I am obsessed. I got to check it out.
I got to be fun. On there. We have a really, really good time.
Because I'm obsessed with even the horror effects, the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole genre.
I love the horror thing. Like I said, I collect action figures. Everybody who's been on my show who has an action figure, I have it. I have all kinds of like 7-foot animatronics. I have Michael Myers and clowns and werewolves and all.
I'm going to ask your favorite. You can't do it. Can your favorite?
Lance,
serial killer.
Lance Henriksen. Well, I don't have a favorite killer, but I have a favorite. Like Lance Henriksen is my favorite. Probably my favorite. The Saw franchise is my favorite.
The Saw.
Oh, the Saw?
Yes. Saw franchise is my favorite, so Tobin Bell would be my favorite killer, probably. And my favorite movie is The Lost Boys, and my favorite actor, even he's getting up there in age right now, is Lance Henriksen, who's like from Aliens and Terminator.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And everything.
So I got a question for you. Now, you've met all these people, and I know I get starstruck sometimes when I have my guests on here, especially if they're astronauts or boxers or football players, sports figures, baseball players, you know, and I'm like, wow, I'm actually in the same room with them. You have met a lot of people, both of you have met since, and I know that a lot of times, like with Adam Ant, he was exactly what you expected, but tell me, do you get starstruck, and were you disappointed when you saw them and they weren't what you thought they were? And again, don't mention names when it comes to the negative part, but did that ever happen?
I don't
you
get
want to go
starstruck.
First,
you can ask, I don't get starstruck. You can ask Jimmy. Maybe for Adam Ant and Billy Idol, but after that, not really.
No.
Do I, Jimmy? Not really.
To me, that's just more like hot guy struck, so it's not the same. But they're just like people with awesome jobs.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Very passionate. That's what it, but I have to ask a PR question though. Can I?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
No, like, so you, so do you, you, so you handle everything for them? So, like, say if something hits the fan, I don't know, like, they found out I have my 30-year-old boyfriends, and it's like, it's going to be bad press. Do they all call you in the panic? Like, oh my God, they're going to find my sneaky link. They're going
to
release the
tape. Let me put it to you this way. I get calls 24 hours a day.
Yes, she does.
Like drama, I can imagine. And they're passionate artists. So they, you know that's going to be dramatic.
Oh, God. I have some stories to tell you that I can't tell
you. Oh, that's what I want to know. God, everything I want to ask, I can, I'm sure.
We had one that was going to jail. We fixed that.
That's what I'm talking about, right? Major scandals. I mean, that is what PR is for. And like
we've had a couple of craziness. We have, but we've managed to survive, and our clients managed to survive.
So I should tell my manager, how do you do it? Like, how do you calm? Like, how do you quell the craziness? Like, because I'm the crazy one. So, like.
The funny thing is, I mean, we have clients, like I said, that call me 24/7.
Yeah.
They don't care what time it is. I mean, Randy called me today at 3 a.m. in the morning because he was excited about something.
Yeah.
So I get this all the time.
That's what I mean. Artists are, I can't imagine. Yeah. How many do you have on your roster now? Like, what is it? Like 30 people, 40 people?
Oh,
like,
more than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hundreds.
I'm in awe. Like, imagine you're getting like, what, 200 phone calls, drama calls.
You have no idea. It's just crazy. We don't have hundreds. We wouldn't take on hundreds.
Because, no, I mean hundreds of calls,
though. We have to pay attention to.
Right.
But we have hundreds of friends that are also in the business.
Yeah. Listen. I know you for a fact. You have more than hundreds of friends. Okay. We went to an event not too long ago for Randy Endelman, and Randy's fantastic. He does all these scores for all these movies and work with people like Barry Manilow and you just name it, everybody. And we went there, and I remember being in that room with my wife, and we sat there, and everybody came over to Eileen and to Jimmy, and they were old friends. It was, like I said, basically, you know a lot of people in the industry.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, the same question. Did you get starstruck? Because I know you've got a whole bunch of people on your shows as well. At any time, did you feel like, oh, my goodness, I'm actually interviewing this person. They're in the room with me. You know, did that ever happen to you?
I'm a little bit more starstruck than Eileen is. But it's weird because it's not really the kinds of people you would think I would be starstruck about.
Okay.
That's true.
Like we just recently, 2 weeks ago, we had Sharni Vinson on our show. She's an Australian actress.
Okay.
Who was in three of my favorite movies. And she was in Step Up 3D, which I love those Step Up dance movies. Next, which is like one of the biggest horror movies ever. And another one called Patrick. So she was a huge star. She's not, doesn't do quite as much now. She's a huge Australian star. She's like a Kylie Minogue or something in Australia.
Gotcha.
But we had her on our show 2 weeks ago, and I was like just giddy. Like I was so excited to have her on. You know, bigger stars don't do as much for me. I only have a few. Like she has Billy Idol and
Adamant.
She has Billy Idol and Adamant. You know, for me, like, and I have not interviewed my, but Molly Ringwald growing up was my favorite actress. I have not been able to get her to come on the show, but I like her a lot. And so she would make me starstruck. But in general, no, I don't get starstruck in general.
And those movies
are
making
a lot of people like. I was going to say Christy McNichol. I don't know if you guys remember Christy McNichol.
Yes, I do. I remember.
Yeah.
That would like get me excited because Christy McNichol is my childhood, you know, was my total crush. And, you know, she ended up that she's like gay and I'm gay. And so I was totally delusional.
Oh, really?
but there's people like that I would like. And Charlize Theron would do it for me.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, what about you, Eileen? Do you have anybody that you have not interviewed yet or that you would like to be either in world PR with you or basically or World Star PR or whether are you going to interview them individually? Who would you like? Who's on that bucket list?
Well, the only one really left is Billy Idol. And although I've met him a million times, I've never interviewed him.
Wow.
So, but I did interview Steve Stevens from his band, but just not him. I mean, everybody else, everybody. I mean, everyone from Diana Ross to B-52 Fred. There's just so many people that we come across and we interview. You know what it is? I write for a gay magazine, and everyone wants to be in that gay magazine.
Yeah. Well, listen, we have got on the air right now, of course, world star public relations Jimmy Starr and Eileen Shapiro. They know everybody. In other words, if you want to know all these celebrities, that basically just hang out with them, you know, wherever you want to be. But we'll be back with them live on tape right after this. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeHack can stop these senseless tragedies. It's so easy to use also. Simply place the mask over face, push, and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit LifeVac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
There's a place where veteran stories, the fabric of our nation's past, serve the future. Now your experiences can be an invaluable resource, a treasure piece of an ever-growing collection. Share your memories with us at the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where the experiences of U.S. military veterans are preserved. You'll help inform the next generation of students, scholars, researchers, and veterans too. To submit your stories, photographs, and other military documents, visit loc.gov/vets today.
Happy holidays to all of you there. We're just a couple weeks away from Christmas. This is Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio with, of course, our producer Tyler Conklin here and our special co-host today, Amy Grenberg. And I tell you, man, she's just an amazing woman. I've got three people here that are just amazing. Well, no, I got four because I'm going to include Tyler. Okay, we got to include Tyler being an incredible person. But we have got Jimmy Starr. And it's a fantastic podcast show, as well as Eileen Shapiro, who has done an amazing job with all. And we have had a lot of their artists, a lot of their singers, a lot of their movie stars have been on our show. So we do appreciate it. And again, just an amazing day. A couple weeks away from the Christmas, and we're just trying to get the rush in. But I know that Amy, you're into horror.
Yes.
And these two, man.
And memes. He has awesome memes. I just friend requested him. I'm a memer. Actually one of the 1% of, no, I actually get paid to make memes. I'm a 1%er. There's 1% of us who actually get paid to make a meme.
Do you think you'd ever want to be in a horror film yourself?
Yes. But I want to be the killer.
You want to be the killer?
Absolutely. The sadistic, narcissistic, femme fatale.
Oh, wow.
I already have her out. Like,
okay,
yeah.
Jimmy, did you hear that? Eileen, did you hear that? Next movie, okay? What do you think?
They're not there. Oh, there they are.
So what do you guys think? What do you think about Amy being like, you know, the...
We don't have any female serial killers.
No, we don't really.
Not really. It's like six out of like, say there's like 46,000 male serial killers. And yeah, we don't, we like to kill our own. That's the problem. No, it's true. The difference with the men serial killers than us is or psychopaths is that they can kill a stranger.
Oh, okay.
We like to keep it. We have to be emotionally invested. I need family members. I need children. We need lovers, number one. Sure. Or massive financial gain.
You have to friend request me on Facebook.
I did.
I put a meme up this morning, and it's a picture of Eileen Wuornos, and it says, "Back in my day, we didn't have Uber. We just picked up people in need and gave them a ride."
I saw it. I'm going to be stealing that one.
A lot of people won't get it, but like, you'll get it.
Yes. I'm a super satire. And technically, she doesn't even fall into completely the category either.
No.
She just did a lot, she's not sitting around like, see, I'm into it. Like, no, I'm like a researcher. I like the hunt. I can do that. And I got a little Dexter in me.
Oh,
I'm obsessed with Dexter too.
Oh my God, I love Dexter.
Oh my God, I love Dexter. I've watched the first one that was on.
The new series is coming out. The new series of Dexter is coming out. No, you don't want to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. But I'm not, you know, as soon as he had that kid and got married, he a little jumped the shark a little bit for me.
Yeah, I guess he did. I guess he did.
It jumped the shark for me too. But
right?
I was an extra in a bunch of episodes of that. I used to live in Florida,
and
I'm an extra in everything that's ever been shot in Florida when I lived there.
That's wild. The whole thing, like, no, he's given me inspiration. Like, I know how to do it. And you need no suspect zero. That's what it is. I'm into it. I know.
Well, there,
who's your favorite serial killer? Who's your favorite horror icon?
Oh, God. I have to have a minute on that one.
I actually like the most disturbing music movies where there's like, okay, I'm more of a book girl in that way. There was a book called, I think they made a bad movie of it, but it was my favorite book ever. It was Dean Quinn's Intensity.
Uh-huh.
There was a book called, and they made a B movie out of it where she was the total female protagonist in it.
Gotcha.
But I loved it. She was like, you know, she came from a house of abuse, but she used those abuses to like, she didn't get, you know, taken in by the serial killer. Like, you know, the one that gets, you know, like when they're the female protagonists in there. But as far as the killers go, I got to give me a minute on that one.
Well, don't you like the, you know, the more popular ones, like, you know,
I don't like
Michael
slasher. No, I like the ones that
Freddy
are
Freddy or any of those. No.
No, I like the weirdest movies. Like there was another movie the guy creeped me out in such a little cult movie. It was called The Woman.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone ever heard of that one. That was she was like a feral woman and he captures her in his basement. It's wild. Like okay. She is like wrapped up like a dog.
Okay. So Jimmy, who was your favorite
crazy.
Again? Who was your favorite? It was Saw, right?
Saw is probably like Saw's my favorite of all the franchises. But otherwise, probably just because he's the most like super iconic. I'm a big Jason fan.
Okay, gotcha.
So I like Friday the 13th.
Mine's gonna have to be Baby. Then I'm gonna have to pick one. Baby from Rob Zombie's wife. Just fun.
Oh, there you go.
Sexy and you know has a good time doing it. What's the point of killing if you're not gonna have fun? Right? Am I wrong?
I hope the FCC is not listening to any of this stuff.
Unalive. I'm unaliving them.
So, Eileen, we skipped you.
Yeah.
Okay, your favorite. Your favorite horror character.
Dexter. No, was that?
Dexter.
You know,
yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Oh, I love it.
Really? He's
the nicest serial killer on the planet.
That first episode got me. That I think it was when he had that, the politician. That was, you know,
right.
Kidnapping the little boys. Uh-huh. When he showed his brutal side, that's when I was like, whoa, got me a little.
Oh, I love him.
That one scene. And that is the dream, right? Like a controlled killer. That's what we all want, mm-hmm. The beast. Like, he won't kill
exactly.
me. He likes me.
Again, I disavow
exactly.
any of the information that is going on right here for my listeners. I disavow everything. I am not going to take a responsibility.
But we want a man capable. What does Jordan Peterson say? Somebody who's capable of like, you know, horrible brutality, but for some reason he just doesn't hurt me.
Well, that's good.
Because he knows I'm special.
Yeah, well, all I know is chi 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 chi.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it.
There you go. I figured I'd do a little bit of
out of those guys, it would have to be Freddy then. It'd have to be Freddy Krueger because he has more personality, you know.
This is true. So now, Jimmy, you got a great show, and basically a lot of people that are going in, and of course, Eileen, you've got some really good stuff coming. Now, I want to talk about, and I know we're in Philadelphia, but I know Randy Edelman's going to be performing on December 8th at Carnegie Hall, okay?
Yes,
which is
he
an
is.
Amazing, now he appears everywhere, okay? He's got a full list of things. You could always go to his website or to Eileen's or to Jimmy's to do that. Tell me about what he's going to be doing at Carnegie Hall. And by the way, tickets are available for any Philadelphians. It's worth going to, even though it's New York City.
It absolutely is.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, 1,000,000%. He's going to be playing his music from his career.
Uh-huh.
He does a medley of movie scores.
Yes, he does.
He has a new album out, Waltzing on a High Wire, and with any luck, he'll play some of those, maybe. And he tells lots of stories, and they're very funny or emotional. He tells a story about the Carpenters, and he actually cries on stage. He's really, really talented and fun.
Yeah.
And,
well, the story I love the best is when he was promoting a song, Weekend in New England, and mm-hmm. he managed to get to Barry Manilow, who loved it. And even though he's done so much. I mean, scores for Twins, Ghostbusters, Kindergarten Cop, Drop Dead, Drop Dead Fred.
I love Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, which is great. The Distinguished Gentleman, Angels in the mm-hmm. Outfield, Mask, Pontiac Moon, Indian in the Cupboard, Dragonheart, Daylight, even the theme from MacGyver. But that story, every time I hear it, because that was a big deal for him. That was the breakout, was to actually do that for Barry Manilow. And if you ever
He also did the Philadelphia people there and New Jersey people. He did Patti LaBelle.
That's right.
Shame. And he's done some
Last of the Mohicans.
That's right, Last of the Mohicans.
He got a Golden Globe nomination for that.
And if I could
get a Golden Globe nomination, yeah. And this week, yesterday, or the day before, when Variety came out, they had a huge article about him in Variety. And that's like the biggest industry magazine on the planet.
Wow. That is impressive.
And top subjects, because I'm super interested. Like, who is the most challenging? Is it more musical performers, or do you find actors, or the writers, the ones that are, you know, like which is more challenging if somebody wanted to get into PR to do, or are they all just different beasts?
Each person is really their own person.
By their person. I mean, you go by the person.
We have some really, really way out there, out of the box clients.
That's what I mean.
And I mean, you know, Randy's a little out of the box, but you know, he's a musician.
Right.
Who else is out of, we have a lot of them, but we love them. The crazier they are, the more we love. We have Irene Michaels.
She's amazing.
She's beautiful. She's a 79-year-old woman who won a Josie Award last year, by the way, who is doing EDM and house music.
Uh-huh.
And she looks like she's around 45.
She does. She does.
That's the way I plan on going out. Absolutely. Yeah. At least 30 years younger. Now, forget it. With stem cell.
She'll be there too, Pete.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know who I really want to meet? I mean, I'm glad to meet Randy. I met him backstage and I have a great time. But, you know, his wife, Jackie DeShannon.
She'll be there.
Oh, my goodness. I love her. I love her. I've already told her that. She's just amazing. Some great hits in the 70s. But bottom line, just a voice like an angel. She's just great. So she's another one
that is like an angel.
Oh, yes. She definitely. Well,
she will be there.
I will be there because I definitely, and that one I will get starstruck for. Jackie DeShannon, she's also a movie star too. She had three movies that she did. I don't know if you guys knew that.
That's correct.
But in addition to all the hits she had and all the big ones she had that as well. So she was great. And Tony Orlando, when he was on this show, oh my goodness. Tony is like the nicest guy you ever want to meet.
Nicest person in the entire industry.
Yes.
I guarantee you.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Now, I haven't met the horror people.
I'm sure they're the coolest. I'm just going to be prejudiced.
I haven't met the horror people yet. I haven't done that yet, but... so anyway,
I think we have one of them. I think we have Sadie Katz from The Beast coming in.
Oh, really?
Well, Randy scored the movie, so they became friends. So I think she's coming in.
Wow,
that's so cool.
We don't even know that yet, but I think she's coming in.
Well, hopefully she is.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
If Amy goes with me, I think she might be going with me on this one. Man, she's going to be starstruck, I think. Okay.
No, I feel more. It feels like any creative makes me feel at home, honestly, because it's like.
I'll tell you what. If you both want to go, and bring your spouses, I can give you 4 tickets.
Well, let's see if we can work on that. Yeah, maybe we can do that.
But I gotta know.
I'm spouseless.
Well, maybe
good for you. Good for you.
Yes, yes. A year and a half now. So yes,
no, that's
maybe
good.
You'll find someone there.
You're right. Always open.
Well, listen, Amy. If you hang around Eileen, there'll be a lot of people there.
People
so.
who you know appreciate eccentrics.
That's something
artists.
Well, anyway, so we're going to be taking a break in 2 minutes, but I do want to talk about one other thing, and that is now, Jimmy. You have the show. It's out of New York City, right?
No, I'm in Palm Springs.
Oh, you're
California.
In Palm Springs. Okay.
Yeah.
So now do a lot of guests come into your studios, or do you do mostly the Zoom stuff?
Mostly we do. Yeah, we use a thing called StreamYard. It's just like Zoom.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's what I'm doing.
We use StreamYard, and they Zoom in from wherever they are. A lot of them, a lot of times, are on set of films that they're working on, and they just take a break to do the interview.
Okay. Yeah, it's the new way. I'm using StreamYard too now. When I start using that, that's pretty good.
Yeah, StreamYard's great. It's a lot of fun. I actually broadcast out of a station in Florida.
Okay.
Because I used to live in Florida, and I've been on the station for 17 years. I've been doing it since before they even had a name for it, because they didn't have there wasn't such thing as a podcast 17 years ago.
No. No, I'm a speaker. I just did this from when COVID came. I was like, why am I going to speak?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, we've been on the air for 17 years. We didn't start keeping track of how many downloads we had until 2016. So since 2016, we've had 1,250,000.
That is impressive.
I don't know about before that.
That is impressive.
And that's so good to hear that people are like listening for that long and like, you know, critical thinking again. Yay.
Yeah, and that's a long show because our show's an hour and 50 minutes long. So it's a long show, but we only do it once a week. Mm-hmm. Thank God. It's too much work.
Gotcha.
To do more.
Well, listen, we're going to get back. We're going to, you know, basically pay a few bills here. So we'll be back with Live on Tape right after these messages.
Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. And it's so easy to use as well. Simply place the mask over the face and push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit their website at www.lifevac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, in cybersecurity, when natural disasters happen, we are there in space. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to AFReserve.com for more information.
And we're back for the last segment of Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio. Hey, a good afternoon to all of you out there. I want to again talk about World Star Public Relations, where excellence, and I mean excellence, meets exposure. Now, are you ready to elevate that brand, your new heights? Our team of dynamic public relations experts. Notice I said our team because I'm on board. Is here to make your story shine bright on the global stage. Whether you're a startup, an established artist, business, or a rising star, they specialize in crafting narratives, and they do a fantastic job. It's your personal passport to the world of unparalleled visibility and success. So join the ranks of those who've already done so and make headlines. Choose World Star Public Relations and let your story take center stage. That number again is 631-506-6600. For whatever reason, I wanted to put my email on my phone number in there. I guess maybe I wanted to get a few of those. I wanted to get a few of those calls myself. But we are with Jimmy Starr and Eileen Shapiro from World Star Public Relations, but they also just an incredible background with the podcast, as well as with Eileen knowing everybody under the sun. So we got a couple minutes left. I want to know websites. I want to know where we can pick you guys up. I just gave the phone number for WorldStar, but give me other stuff. I know, Jimmy, you've got IMDb. You got a whole bunch of stuff going. So tell us where we can find you.
Actually, easier. Well, first of all, in social media, I am This Is Jimmy Starr on everything. So
okay.
Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and X. I love TikTok. And all our information for Eileen and I can be found on JimmyStarsWorld.com.
Okay.
That way it makes it easy. You don't have to go all over the place. And Eileen has a website, which I think is Eileen Shapiro Rocks. What is your website, Eileen?
Look up her now, Tim.
I have no clue.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Amy's looking you up right now as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so she'll probably have it in a second then too. But like I said, in fact, here's something you didn't know, Amy.
Uh-huh.
The website for World Star, they don't need one. They have so many clients that they don't need to have a website. They have a phone number.
Right.
But not a website because
We have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And a Facebook page.
The problem is we have no time to create a website.
Exactly.
Because we're constantly with our clients.
You don't really need one anymore now with all this. You know what I mean? But the only thing that's good is to have that one hub because, you know, well, I always am getting shut down. So that's my situation. But you know what I mean? Like, just so you have it, like, you can still exist if Meta decides to destroy you. Like, you know, but other than that, no, they go on social media.
Dare.
That's right. Hopefully we'll have total freedom of speech. We won't have this anymore.
Well, but especially with Amy, because she's a serial killer here, so you don't want to mess with her.
Yeah, well, I am a little sadistic. I am a little bit.
I love that.
I can't help it. No, because in our darkness is where you see your truth.
Well, there you go. That was deep.
It is the truth. Well, even Dexter, you always had those little, you know, quotes at the end.
I loved that.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, you can channel it. You can channel it.
Okay.
And use it for good. That evil.
Amy, did you like Art the Clown?
Yes, I did. I liked.
I didn't see. I didn't see Terrifier 3 yet. It's so violent. I'm not really a blood and guts person.
Me neither. But I like the special effects because I do cosplay and all of that. But there was one scene where they actually said the actor threw up.
Wow.
Yeah, he was force feeding somebody rats. He was force feeding her rats through a tunnel, and he had to simulate like pushing the tunnel into her throat because the rats wouldn't go down.
Okay.
And he said it felt too real. He couldn't do it. He got sick on set. So that's saying something. But that's the level of special effects now. Yeah. So I can kind of separate it because I'm in awe of the special effects. But otherwise, no, I don't like gratuitous.
Yeah.
I need to be invested. I want to care about the character before they go.
Oh, speaking.
I don't want to be cheering for you to go.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you're right. That's the problem with horror movies is that nobody cares about the characters.
Like I watched this movie. Yes.
Days, you cared about them.
Yeah. I want to be invested. I want to cry.
Yeah. You're 100% right.
Oh my goodness! You guys are a little strange here. I mean,
well, it's a different mind. That's for sure.
And
who do you cosplay? Who do you like to cosplay?
Of course, I love Penny. Well, I call her, Harley Quinn. Oh, but on my Facebook, Harley Quinn, I have all of them. But I'm usually my witch one. I kind of make my own. She is my favorite, my witch, and
good
then
for
I
you.
An evil queen because I am the evil queen. That's right.
I could definitely see you as Harley Quinn. I can definitely see you.
Yes, and then if I do something like with feminism stuff, then I like really like to stick it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you should be doing Wonder Woman too.
I'm waiting on Wonder Woman till I get a little like more in shape. That's a rough outfit. That's a young girl's game. that you got to be diesel for. You know what I mean? And I got some big tatas.
No, you sound like you're only about 25.
Oh,
like,
I wish.
Can you,
No, I'm old.
So
you sound phenomenal.
Thanks.
I think she made a deal with the devil because she doesn't look older than 25.
Oh, I never went in sun. I've told you dark past.
Oh, okay.
He thinks I'm kidding.
That's smart. Good for you. No,
yeah.
That's smart.
No, I made my being locked in the basement work. You know what I mean? Like, no, I was locked in for a long time.
Like Cinderella.
No, and then I was in clubs when I was a kid and we worked all night. So yeah, I never went in sun.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Listen,
smart.
Jimmy, you said something about you didn't like horror, like blood and guts. Man, Saw is like the worst when it comes to that. No?
No, because it's psychological fun. It's different. It's a game.
It's a little bit different, though, because in Saw, there's a purpose.
Yes.
In the story, there's a purpose. You know, everybody did something wrong, and that's why they're there. Whereas, like, in Terrifier,
gratuitous.
He just goes down the street, killing anybody. He just doesn't care who they are. You know, there's no, like, real story to it.
Nope.
Whereas in Saw, there's an actual story. One of my favorite collectibles is I have this little pink stuffed pig, and it's this pink stuffed pig actually from the movie from Saw 3.
Uh-huh.
And the whole movie revolves around this stuffed pig about this guy whose son died, and that was the kid's, stuffed pig. And I have the actual one from the movie, so it's like one of my favorite collectibles.
And you know what? Do you know that out of all the Saw characters, you know who had it the worst? Me, in my eyes, out of all the killings and all of that?
With
the kid they put in the safe. I have a claustrophobia thing. If you stick me in that safe, I'm out. Like, yeah. I will lose my ever-loving mind. The idea would be locked into a little tiny safe and my big, tall body shoved in that little safe. I don't know. No, that's the worst.
I was at a...
I'll take any of the other ones.
I was at a movie premiere, too, and several months ago, and I met Costas Mandalore, and he's like the star now of all the Saw movies.
Uh-huh.
And he was super, super cool. And there's a new Saw coming out next year, Saw 11.
He was a big, 10, legit 10 actor. Isn't he? I mean,
he's a big, legit actor.
He was like in Lost.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. There's another one. It's endless. Oh. I'm into Black Mirror now. It's.
You know, I knew in the first season, that they were dead in Lost, okay? I knew it then, and the bottom line is they dragged it out. and they had all these numbers and all these different things going on. It made no sense. It was like they were making stuff up as they were going
and not
along.
Enough sleeping together in that whole group. That all those hotties, nobody was getting it on except for that one Sawyer. That's it.
Well, they're dead. They can't do anything.
Well, then that's hell, isn't it? I'll be trapped on an island with Sawyer and I can't get down. That's a nightmare. That is hell.
Okay. All right. Listen. All right. So, Eileen and Jimmy, thank you for being on. We do appreciate it. Anything happening besides Carnegie Hall? Is there anything else we should be looking for in social media that you are doing and that your clients are doing, your celebrities are doing?
I have Irene Michaels performing on December 7th, the night before Randy.
Okay.
At the Copacabana.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I have her also performing, I believe, January 25th in Chicago.
Okay. Time for one more.
Randy's going to be playing at Lincoln Center in
June 6th.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, listen, that about wraps it up. So on behalf of myself and Amy, thank you very much for tuning in to Live on Tape. And we will talk to you again.
Yes.
Next week. Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.